This is The Guardian.
Hi, it's Noor Haider here. Yesterday, the Supreme Court of Western Australia handed down a judgment more than 10 years in the making. It'll force Gina Rinehart's Hancock Prospecting to pay hundreds of millions of dollars to a rival mining family. And so we're bringing you a special update episode from our 2025 series, Gina, which explored the life of Australia's richest person. Okay, here's host Sarah Martin.
Okay. So, here we are.
We're both flying a long way to be here.
Yep.
Why are we coming?
We're here for the long-awaited judgment in the Wright Prospecting versus Hancock Prospecting case. Outside the Western Australian Supreme Court, rain is falling on the papers that surround the building. As the media gathers and reporters present to camera, everyone, like us, is here waiting to hear the verdict in one of Australia's longest-running corporate legal cases. It's one that is endlessly complex, involving the country's richest woman, Gina Rinehart, and her company, Hancock Prospecting, and the family of her late father's mining partner, Peter Wright, and their company, Wright Prospecting, as well as others, including mining giant Rio Tinto and Gina's own children. And it concerns the royalty streams from some of Australia's biggest iron ore mines, including Hope Downs, which Hancock Prospecting operates as a joint venture with Rio Tinto.
What's at stake is billions and billions of dollars of iron ore royalties and mine ownership. And obviously the Wright family want a stake in those assets, which they say were never relinquished by their late father, Peter Wright, who was Lang Hancock's business partner. But also what's at stake is no ownership rights to other assets and a share of Hancock Prospecting itself. So there's a lot at stake for Gina Rinehart.
Yeah, it could be a very consequential day.
Either way, it's consequential for everyone because either she gets a massive victory or she has a fairly... what I would argue would be a fairly humiliating loss, if depending on what the judge has to say. I don't think we're expecting her. We know that John Hancock is in London. I think we can say with great certainty that for John Hancock, this is probably the biggest day of his adult life.
From Guardian Australia, I'm Sarah Martin, and this is Gina, a podcast series about Australia's richest person. Episode 8, A Day in Court.
And can I just ask, obviously I'm here with our producer, Joe Koning, and there is, you know, scuttlebutt on the ground here that the judgment's 1,600 pages long. Do you have any indication as to... Oh, my God, okay. Right. It's going to be a lot to get through today between the two of us. It's so nice of Gina to have gone.
You never know.